Introduction. Africa may have given rise to the first human beings, and Egypt probably gave rise to the first great civilizations, which continue to fascinate modern societies across the globe nearly 5,000 years later. From the library and lighthouse of Alexandria to the Great Pyramid of Giza, the ancient Egyptians produced several wonders of the world, revolutionized architecture and construction, created some of the world's first systems of mathematics and medicine, and established language and art that spread across the known world. With world-famous leaders like King Tut and Cleopatra, it's no wonder that today's world has so many Egyptologists. What makes the accomplishments of the ancient Egyptians all the more remarkable is that Egypt was historically a place of great political turbulence. Its position made it both valuable and vulnerable to tribes across the Mediterranean and the Middle East, and ancient Egypt had no shortage of its own internecine warfare. Its most famous conquerors would come from Europe, with Alexander the Great laying the groundwork for the Hellenic Ptolemy line, and the Romans extinguishing that line after defeating Cleopatra and driving her to suicide. Perhaps the most intriguing aspect of ancient Egyptian civilization was its inception from the ground up, as ancient Egyptians had no prior civilization which they could use as a template. In fact, ancient Egypt itself became a template for the civilizations that followed. The Greeks and Romans were so impressed with Egyptian culture that they often attributed many attributes of their own culture, usually erroneously, to the Egyptians. With that said, some minor elements of ancient Egyptian culture were, indeed, passed on to later civilizations. Egyptian statuary appears to have had an initial influence on the Greek version, and ancient Egyptian language continued long after the Pharaonic period in the form of the Coptic language. Today, the goddess Hathor is one of the least known deities in the ancient Egyptian pantheon, and the ancient Egyptians would surely be surprised by this fact. Hathor enjoyed a principal position among the gods of ancient Egypt for much of Egyptian history. If anything, she was ubiquitous, with several key cult centers at Dendera, Memphis, and Thebes, and she played various roles for Egyptian society. Like many Egyptian deities, Hathor took the form of animals at times. She could become a vulture, a cow, or a human, but she was most often depicted as the latter. She is identified in her human form by her long black hair, tied back with a fillet beneath a pair of cow horns with a sun disk in between them. The presence of the disk between the horns is a clear indication of her association with the sun deity. That she wore uraeus, the upright snake seen on the forehead of royal gods and humans, is a sign of her association with royalty, too. Whenever an ancient Egyptian deity was associated with royalty, they invariably had a connection with one of the first divine kings, Ra, Osiris, or Horus. Hathor, however, had a connection with all three. In the case of her cult center at Dendera, she was not just the wet nurse or mother of Horus, as was the case later with Isis. She was also his consort. In this way, she became the consort of all kings, and as such, garnered the characteristic of an ideal partner or queen. This consort of kings was also adept at magic, particularly healing magic, which would become a more predominant characteristic of Hathor in the myths in which she appeared with Horus. Aside from this more mundane role, she was also the great cow of the heavens that gave birth to the sun at Dendera. It was, perhaps, this great multiplicity that resulted in her losing prominence in the conscious memory of the world. Many deities in the world's religions often have a small courtier of roles that could be logically spliced together to make a single divine figure whose character can easily be described, but this was not the case for Hathor. She appears in creation stories as the principal bringing forth the universe and is similarly referred to as the great mother goddess of the sky, whose symbolic tree both nourishes and nurtures. Yet she is also the alluring goddess of love whose ecstatic cult practices were born from a grotesque myth involving the floodplains of the Nile being saturated with the blood of humans she massacred. She may be difficult to sum up by a person who has grown up surrounded by the symbols of monotheism, but she is an excellent example of the multifaceted concepts the ancient Egyptians reconciled in their religion. To understand a little more about Hathor, it will be useful to gain a better understanding of how the ancient Egyptians